COVID-19 is a huge problem for Black Americans. They're more likely to catch the virus, face serious complications, and die from it. Still, SideEffects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports that some Black neighborhoods are also left out of coronavirus testing programs.
As it became clear that COVID-19 was hitting African Americans especially hard, health officials in the Indianapolis area vowed to set up testing sites in hotspot neighborhoods. One opened in late April in the predominantly Black Arlington Woods neighborhood. It was at a respected local institution, Eastern Star Church. But after a few weeks, the site closed.
Why are we withholding resources from this community that you told us that this is the area that's being hit the hardest by it?
This is Eastern Star pastor Jeffrey Johnson Sr. He says the testing site was consistently busy, and he was surprised when the health department closed it. This problem is repeated in Black neighborhoods across Marion County, which includes Indianapolis, according to a SideEffects Public Media analysis of testing sites. Neighborhoods with the most Black residents have only 3 of the 30 testing sites in the county. Most sites were concentrated in neighborhoods with more white residents. Here's Brianka Merritt, director of the Indiana University Center for Research on Inclusion and Social Policy.
And time again, we see that these neighborhoods are consistently under-resourced, whether it's home values, school quality, all kinds of things manifest, lack of, you know, amenities, grocery stores, et cetera. So, you know, it's definitely a trend that persists across a variety of issues.
Dr. Virginia Kane is medical director for the Marion County Public Health Department. She says they don't have the manpower to test in all of the county's hotspots, and the department had to respond to other neighborhoods and groups with high rates of the virus, like an outbreak among Burmese immigrants.
So my goal is to try to get testing eventually through all of our hotspots through Marion County. We have not accomplished that, but we are working on getting to that point.
Her department runs one of the 3 testing sites in Indianapolis area's predominantly Black neighborhoods. There and at other sites, Kane says they are testing more people of color than the county average. These tests are free and don't require a doctor's note. SideEffects' analysis included private facilities, such as CVS stores, which the county department has no jurisdiction over. It doesn't include temporary, mobile sites, or doctor's offices. Here's Merritt again.
And in the case of COVID, it's hitting Black communities disproportionately, so our response has to be at an equal proportion to what they're experiencing. And so if we don't meet that with the same impact, then we're going to continue to see these issues persist.
A report from Savvy, a research group from IUPUI in the Polis Center, found that the COVID-19 rate for Black residents of Marion County was twice that of whites. Indiana's health commissioner, Dr. Christina Box, says testing is now available to any Hoosier who wants it. But Dr. Sherry Lynn McCombe says this information may have not gotten through to communities of color. She's medical director of Jane Pauley Health Centers.
When COVID broke, the message from everyone, you know, the government levels, state levels, et cetera, was see your doctor for a test, right? And back then, the doctor didn't have the test, right? So I think in a lot of ways, it's very true that the message has not been updated.
Kane says the county health department is looking to add testing sites, including reopening one in the Arlington Woods neighborhood. For SideEffects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.